One time my cousin Walter got this cat stuck in his ass. True story. He bought it at our local mall, so the whole fiasco wound up on the news. It was embarrassing for my relatives and all, but the next week, he did it again. Different cat, same results, complete with another trip to the emergency room. So I run into him a week later in the mall, and he's buying another cat. And I says to him, "Jesus, Walt, what are you doing? You know you're just gonna get this cat stuck in your ass too. Why don't you knock it off?" And he said to me, "Brody, how the hell else am I supposed to get the gerbil out?" My cousin was a weird guy.
Let's go. Where's your luggage? Come on, the plane leaves in an hour.
Tia, did you see Julie Dwyer last night?
Yeah. I saw her at the video store. She was talking about being on your dad's stupid game show. Oh, my God, he's not here, is he?
Yeah, he's inside. He asked, did you tell her that every time you're on TV, you look 10 pounds heavier?
Yeah. Well, I told her that the way the TV shows are shot sometimes makes you look a lot fatter than you are in real life. Why, what'd you do, call up and cancel?
No, not exactly. T.S., you know that Julie had a huge weight problem in school. She had the fattest ass. And when you said that to her, she went straight up to the YMCA and just started doing laps because she wanted to be fit for the show tonight. And, well, in the middle of her 700th lap, this embolism popped in her brain and she dropped dead. Right in mid-backstroke.
She's fucking dead?
And then her sister told her parents why she was doing all the laps. And it got back to my father and... Oh shit, Tia, he's really pissed at you. I mean, it's awful about Julie's death and... Now he doesn't even have a female contestant for his show.
Well, can't you calm him down or something?
Well, I've done that.
Oh, thank God. How?
Well, I told him I'd do the show.
Oh, good. What? Oh, wait a minute. No.
We're leaving for Florida.
T.S., I can't go. No, I've got to stay here.
I've got something planned for Florida. No, we gotta go.
T.S., I'm doing this to get you out of trouble with my father. Help him out of a bind, which, you know, you kind of, at least a little responsible for.
I bet he's happy as a pig in shit that you're not going away with me.
Are you kidding? He's absolutely devastated about Julie.
I can't believe you. Brandy, the guy hates me. You know what? I bet he sees this tragedy as an excellent opportunity, as a way to keep you from going away with me.
Would you calm down? I mean, you're being a complete ass.
Sometimes I almost forget that you're such a daddy's girl. It makes me sick.
Oh. Well, you know what I think's sick? This relationship.
Brent, oh, come on. I thought we weren't going through this makeup breakup shit anymore.
Yeah, well, you could just forget about making up. You know, you are exactly like my father. It's always about what you need, what you've got planned. Screw everybody else. My shit is more important. You're as thoughtless and self-absorbed as he is. In fact, the two of you have so much in common, I think you should date each other.
Brandy. Brandy, wait! Sweet fucking Christ, would you knock it off?
Good.
What? Is it
9:30?
Man, go back to sleep. Finishing that game?
No. You promised me breakfast.
Breakfast? Breakfast schmreakfast. Look at the score, for God's sake. I'm only in the middle of the second, and I'm winning 12-2. Breakfast come and go, Renee. Now Hartford, the Whale, hey, they only beat Vancouver once, maybe twice in a lifetime. You hit the bathroom already?
Don't worry, I didn't let your mother see me.
Who's worried?
Are you kidding me? I've never met a person who lives in as much fear of his mother as you do.
I do not.
So that's why I have to sneak in here after everyone's asleep at night and sneak out undetected in the morning?
You want I should tell my mother what we do in here at night?
What, that you play video games and I fall asleep unfulfilled? Go ahead, it beats the sneaking around shit.
What can I say? She doesn't like you.
You've never even introduced me to her.
Yeah, because you're always in the goddamn bathroom, all right? What the hell do you do in there all the time?
You really want to know?
I asked, didn't I? I'm playing the role of the concerned guy.
I cry.
You cry?
I cry.
Any particular reason? Hey!
I think about people that make decisions that affect our lives. The doctors who make advancements in curing diseases. The engineer that designs skyscrapers. The guy that maps out a plane's flight path.
The navigator.
I think about how those people are out there every day, making a difference, leading big lives, and how they refuse to be intimidated by the tremendous odds of failure they face, and how they only concern themselves with peers and company that apply to their goals and noble causes.
Jesus, I'd hate to tell you what I think about when I'm in the bathroom.
I think about all that and I cry. I have nothing better to do than fuck you.
You're dumping me? Is this because I didn't introduce you to my mother?
You're a fickle broad, man. Oh.
Holy shit. If it isn't Mon Frere.
Usual ball rules apply. Touch not, lest ye be touched.
You're such an anal retentive bastard.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
What's that?
Like it, I framed before you got here.
Oh my God, Renee dumped you.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned for Sega.
Wow, look at this laundry list of complaints. So you have no direction, no college ambition, no job prospects.
Yeah, it also says I have no dick. But you'll notice that follows the financial question, proving once more what women really look for.
Oh, she calls you callow in here.
You say that like it's bad.
Well, it means frightened and weak-willed.
Really? Shit. That was the only part of the letter I thought was complimentary.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. Unlike you, I didn't even get a letter filled with obscure adjectives.
What are you telling me here?
I, too, now I'm in the framing business.
Holy shit, Brandy dumped you. Wait a second, aren't you two supposed to go to Florida?
Yeah. Should have left this morning. Well, it gets worse. I was gonna propose to her.
Where?
On the Universal tour.
You're kidding, what part?
When Jaws pops out of the water.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, too bad I'm not trying to marry you.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever fart in front of her?
Why do you ask?
I never farted in front of Renee, not once, all right? Then last week I let one slip. Today she dumps me.
You think that that's why Renee dumped you? Come on, she's not the shallow type, Brody.
She was going down on me at the time.
Shut up.
What? What can I say? I was feeling very relaxed. When I'm relaxed,
oh,
I squirt.
Oh, dude, if all she did was dump you, you got off light.
Man, I can't believe this shit. Why are we sitting here trying to figure out where we went wrong with our significant others?
I think we just nailed it in your case.
No, no, there is something out there that can help ease our simultaneous double loss.
Ritual suicide?
No, you idiot, the fucking mall.
I prefer ritual suicide.
Oh, come on, man, it'll be great. They got these new cookies at the cookie stand. You have to try them, they're awesome. In the morning.
Are you really making that last?
Well, it's not long enough. What, can I say something? Yeah, about a million things, but I can't express myself monosyllabically enough for you to understand them all.
Asshole.
Prick!
Fuck you.
What the hell is that all about?
It's a jerk from Fashionable Nail, this upscale wannabe shop on the second floor. It's the manager. Guy's always giving me shit. No idea why.
I thought everybody loved you at this mall.
F him. Where do you want to go first?
Back to Brandy's.
Look, Brandy is the past, my friend. She's behind you now. You face forward, or you face the possibility of shock and damage.
You should learn to heed your own advice.
Where the hell did that come from? What's going on here?
Looks like a stage is being erected.
What is this monstrosity?
Maybe it's for the Easter Bunny pictures.
Impossible. The Easter Bunny court is down at the other end of the mall. It's been up since 2 days after Christmas. I want answers.
Ask one of the workers.
No, no, no. There's a soul who might know what's up.
Willem. Willem!
Get out of here, you poopy trip! Brody, man, what's going on? What, do you work here now?
Oh, man, just hanging with T.S.
Oh, T.S.
Willem, what exactly are you doing?
Looking for the hidden picture.
If you stare at these things long enough, you're supposed to see some kind of hidden three-dimensional picture.
Oh, yeah, look,
it's a sailboat.
You saw it too? Damn it!
What?
I've been staring at this thing for a week now, from opening till closing, and I can't see a goddamn thing!
You gotta relax your eyes.
Everyone sees this thing except me. Today's my day. I brought a lunch and a soda, and I'm not going to leave until I see the sailboat everyone keeps talking about.
So, Willem, would you happen to know what this stage business is all about?
It's not a stage! I'm going to see it if I have to go blind trying.
No, man, this stage over here.
Oh, that thing? Having some game show in the mall today. I think it's going to be on TV. It's called truth or date or something.
Oh, my God, that's Brandy's father's game show.
What is it?
Well, it's this cheesy dating game ripoff thing. It's supposed to be for college kids. Just trying to capture the 90s youth mark with a staple of 70s television.
Man, why can't they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear? Now, there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
Would you guys shut up? You're breaking my concentration.
Sorry, Willem.
Now I have to start all over again.
Good luck with that thing, Willem.
Yeah, man, remember, relax your eyes.
Wow, a sailboat!
Shut up!
Could this week get any worse? And now she's gonna be auctioned off on live TV from a mall.
Not a mall, all right? The mall. Show some respect. But it doesn't have to go down like that if we trash the thing.
Oh, there's a unique way of getting back in her good graces by ruining her father's show. You're a clever one.
I can get someone to do it for us. We'll be blame-free and Brandy won't be able to do the show.
Who is this imaginary hatchet man?
Hatchet men.
Noochie-noochies! And look at this shit, the mad fat chick killer.
Can't believe how fast word travels in this town.
Excellent.
What's he doing?
Shithead here watched Empire and Jedi last week, and ever since he's been trying to do the Jedi mind trick. Crazy fuck thinks he levitates you with his thoughts. Knock it off!
The Force is strong with this one.
Dude, don't encourage him.
So I was just telling T.S. here we gotta find Jay and Silent Bob. If there's anyone that can help us out, it's the two guys that have even less to do than us.
What is this shit? Everyone's looking for us today. We're ducking Trisha because she wants to talk to Obi-Wan here about her video setup.
Why him?
Silent Bob's an electrical genius. He won the science fair in 8th grade by turning his mom's vibrator into a CD player using some chicken wire and shit. Motherfuckers like MacGyver. No, motherfuckers better than MacGyver. Knock it off.
And it's that kind of smarts we need, right, Mopey?
Leave me out of this.
So we need you to embark on a little sabotage mission on behalf of T.S.'s love life. You know about this game show thing they got going on here? Well, we need you guys to somehow ensure that it doesn't happen.
Is that it? We're gonna do that anyway.
Really? Why?
What else are we gonna do? Sal Bobby stole a schematic of the station, some foolish carpenter, and found a weakness just like the fucking Death Star. He figures here, you pull this crossbeam out, fucking biggity-bam, the whole stage comes crashing down.
Well, we were thinking about something simple, but if you want to destroy the stage, hey, we're all for that.
Only problem is LaForge.
Who's LaForge?
You don't know LaForge is? They don't know LaForge is. LaForge is only the most feared security guard in the business, man. 460 collars, all convicted. Ari's even got 2 kills.
Holy shit, I never thought I'd see the day when 2 such highly reputable mischief makers as yourselves douse their drawers at the sight of a mall security guard.
Shit, bitch, we're gonna bust up that stage like a high school kegger. We're just gonna outwit LaForge X-Men style.
Should I call you Logan Weapon X?
No, Wolverine, snickety, snickety, snowing.
What he's doing is imitating Wolverine's berserker attack with his adamantium claws. Alright, guys, you have your mission. Go forth. Wreak havoc.
Bye, baby kitties. Damn, Saul Bob, show some heart. That's better. We're on the job.
I have to admit, I'm shocked you didn't try to dissuade them.
I would if I actually thought for a second they could pull it off.
Oh, ye of little faith. Want a cookie?
What's he doing? Oh, well, if you stare at this poster for a few seconds, a hidden picture appears.
Can we do it? Please, please.
All right, go ahead. But hurry, the Easter Bunny's waiting.
Wow, it's a schooner.
You dumb bastard. It's not a schooner, it's a sailboat.
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid ass.
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny! Over there, that's just the guy in the suit!
But they're engaged.
Doesn't matter, it can't happen.
Why not? It's bound to come up.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle the sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow sun. Lois gets a tan, the kid could kick right through her stomach. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
How did I go from the verge of hoplorating sex with Brandy to man of still coital debates with you in the food court?
Kyrgyzstan is not part of the food court.
Well, of course it is.
The food court is downstairs. The cookie stand is upstairs. It's not like we're talking quantum physics here.
The cookie stand counts as an eatery. The eateries are part of the food court.
Bullshit. Eateries that operate within the designated square downstairs qualify as food court. Anything outside of said designated square is considered an autonomous unit for mid-mall snacking. Now, if you're going to wax intellectual about the subject... Holy shit. Wait here.
Where are you going?
Cherchez la femme.
That would look terrible on you.
Didn't I dump your ass this morning?
Look, I know you've had some time to think about the mistake you've made, and I just want to let you know you don't have to apologize. I'm sure you were just PMSing or something.
Brody, what kills me about you is your inability to function on the same plane of existence as the rest of us. Piss off.
Okay, I see you want to continue with this charade of ending our union. Fine, I'll play along. But if we're divorced, we're going to have to divide our mutual possessions.
What the hell are you talking about?
You have my Punisher War Journal number 6, my copy of Fletch, and the remote control to my TV. Now, I know it's going to be hard to give this stuff up because of its sentimental attachment.
Sentimental attachment? Look, if I have any of that crap, it's because you brought it over to my house and left it there.
Okay, then let's talk about coming up with a schedule for visitation rights.
For what?
For the mall. I figure you can have the odd days, I'll take the even days and weekends. When there's any special function like a sidewalk sale or a boat show...
Brody! I've always taken you with a grain of salt. On your birthday, when you asked me to do a strip tease to the theme from Mighty Mouse, I said okay. When we were at that hotel prom night and you asked me to sleep underneath the bed in case your mother burst in, I did it. And even when we were at my grandmother's funeral and you told most of my relatives that you could see her nipples through her burial dress, I let it slide. If you think that I'm going to suffer any more your shit with a smile now that we're broken up, you're in for some serious fucking disappointment.
What?
Phase 1. First you take a run at LaFour's with the sock full of quarters. I do it, but I pull my back out humping your mom last night. Neech. Okay, you clock him on his headpiece and knock his ass out cold. That's when phase 2 kicks in. I attack the structure, Wolvie Berserk style, knock out the fucking pin, and bickety bam, the motherfucker is rubble. Hence, no game show.
Pants get caught and a bloodbath ensues.
What is with you today?
Don't get me wrong, I don't wish the kid harm, but his mother should suffer that horrific ordeal so she'll learn how to manage her child.
Sort of a harsh lesson, don't you think?
Man, there's not a year goes by, not a year, that I don't read about some escalator accident involving some bastard kid that could have been easily avoided had some parent, I don't care which one, but some parent conditioned him to fear and respect that escalator. Wow, look who it is.
Sure?
Little Trisha Jones. What's a pretty girl like you doing sitting alone in the middle of this monument to consumerism?
Updating my calendar and waiting for Jay and Silent Bob. And I suppose you're here with no agenda, as per usual?
On the contrary, I'm here for comics. T.S. Quint, Trisha Jones. They call her Trish the Dish.
Nobody calls me that.
Our little Trisha here is only 15, but somehow she's a senior. How'd you manage that?
Don't listen to him. I studied my ass off.
Yeah, right. So what do you say? You want to nail TS or what?
Jesus, Brody.
Calm down. Trisha's compiling data for this book she's writing about the sex drive of men ages 14 to 30. If I remember correctly, it's titled Borgasm, a study of the 90s male sexual prowess. Ready to get sick? Tell them about the advance you got.
Pendant Publishing gave me $20,000 based on a treatment and a sample chapter.
You're kidding.
It's true. She'll be the youngest author to tackle the subject. So Trisha here sleeps with a bunch of guys as research, and if that's not enough, get this. She videotapes all of them.
What?
I get everybody's consent before we do it. Most guys get off on it. Men are easily amused.
What are you writing in the calendar?
I was coding last night's research.
She means sex.
I know what she meant. What kind of codes?
Here, look. The smiley face is for when I go down on the guy. The smiley face with lashes is for when the guy goes down on me. The circle is for when we have sex. The circle with the X in it is for when I have an orgasm. The little house is when we do it inside, and the grass is for outside.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
How old was last night's subject, if you don't mind me asking?
25. It was the guy who runs that store, Fashionable Male.
Holy shit, you slept with that asshole? Why?
I needed a 25-year-old. And he has quite a distaste for you, I might add.
Oh, he mentioned me during sex?
Afterwards. He says he wants to kick your ass. I'd steer clear of him if I were you.
Tell me you videotaped him saying that.
No, I shut the camera off after the sex. You should have heard the stuff he wanted to do.
I'm having a hard time with this. Do your parents know about this?
Of course.
It's remarkable.
That's criminal. That kid is back on the escalator again.
Leave it alone.
What?
So, I heard you were going to propose to Brandy Svenning in some theme park. When are men going to learn that women want romance, not Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Be fair, all right? Everyone wants Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. We gotta go. And remember my offer. I'm young, virile, sensitive to a woman's needs.
Somehow I doubt it, Sega Boy. Good luck with the comic book store.
Sega Boy? God, Renee's got a big mouth. And what does that mean, good luck with the comic book store?
How does that junior Masters and Johnson know about my proposal?
It's not like she's in an exclusive club or anything.
What are you talking about?
Sean Hartle's giving everyone the inside scoop.
What? What are you saying?
You know, our father made her do the game show so he couldn't take her to Florida. Now what the hell is this shit? What do you gotta do to get comics around this place? One side, Red.
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
I was warned about you. Take it easy before I have you removed from the...
Warned? What the fuck are you talking about?
Tell him, Steve Dave. Fuck you, fanboy.
You two testosterone-seething He-Man comic book fans finish up with this display of tough guy back and forth. I got some questions I need to answer.
Look, who's in there?
You gotta ask me nicely.
Fuck. Oh, Christ.
Brody, get the hell off.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
Hey, come back here and arrest this dude!
You're fucking next, man! No, I'm not going anywhere until I find out why I can't get my comics.
Right.
Excuse me.
Don't hit me.
Oh, why is there a line?
Stan Lee signing comics.
Stan Lee?
Okay, Lunchbox, let's try this again. We tidy the roof and you jump off and sound like a Spitfire pissing right over the arch nemesis, the Fours. You then swing up to the stage and knock out the pin. And when that's gone, the stage is trashed and we go smoke a bowl. You got it? Now get your fat ass up there. And dude, don't forget your helmet, Snoogans.
Thank you.
something crashed into the wall.
Stan Lee! How does something as big as the creator of some of the most important titles in comics history coming to my mall get by me? I must be slipping in my old age. The name amongst names. God, there's a million questions I'd love to ask him.
Her father. I knew this game show thing was just a beard for an attempt at breaking us up. Why can't he just leave us alone and let us follow through with our plans?
Hey, what kind of man are you anyway? I'm talking comics and you bring up chicks and romance? And while we're on this subject, why the hell do you want to get married now anyway? You're still in college.
Just gonna propose. The wedding wouldn't be till after we graduated.
Waste of time, if you ask me. My grandmother always said, why buy the cow when you get the sex for free?
She did.
All the time. Of course, she became a lesbian on her 60th birthday, but that's beside the point. Now, where the hell are these two going in such a hurry?
Is he gone?
Halfway to buy me toys by now.
Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
What's with all the running?
What the hell happened to him?
The human brown out here is a walking calamity. We're gonna have to take a pass on the stage trashing business, otherwise he's liable to kill himself. Sorry, bro.
I know how I feel.
Isn't that Renee?
Oh, yeah, she's probably looking for him. I better go talk to her.
I don't know. She's with somebody.
Wait a minute. Isn't...
The asshole from Fashionable Male, son of a bitch. Could be. It'll explain why he hates me so much. And there's only one way to find out. Can you run interference with the lug?
What are you going to do?
Get some answers.
Oh, you work at the Fashionable Mail, don't you?
Yeah, so?
That's a great store you got there.
Thanks. Listen, I'm trying to spend my lunch hour with my lady friend here, okay? So, it should be.
Oh, that's your girlfriend, right?
Look, if you don't stop gawking at me and get the hell out of here, I'm going to kick your ass, okay?
Hey, haven't you ever heard the phrase, the customer's always right?
Let me tell you, give you a little secret, okay?
Customer's always an asshole.
Jesus Christ!
What the hell gives it the cover, boy?
None of your damn business, but he'll finally kick your ass if he knows what you just pulled.
Are you insane? The guy looks like a date rapist. Is that my jacket?
Brody, start the elevator.
No, not until you tell me what the situation is with you and the Sperminator out there. How long has this been going on?
I finally mustered the good sense to send you packing. He's a much more suitable companion than you any day.
Are you nuts? The guy's pure testosterone. He's a walking hard-on, just like a girl.
I didn't need a testosterone after a year of visiting you and your comic book collection. I forgot what real men were like.
I can't believe you had the nerve to come to my mall and pick up guys.
Oh, no, no, no. Shannon did the picking up. He's already taken me lunch at the Cheese House, purchased tickets for the opera night, and brought me shopping to stores I want to shop in.
I took you shopping all the time.
You took me where you went shopping, you jerk. Do you think I care what rat hole store in that shit pit you call the Dermot is the latest Godzilla bootlegs? Do you want eating pizza in the same guy pizzeria every night eating out? And do I give a shit what two major comic labels are crossing over characters, selling two editions of the book and burying chromium covers? I make girls, damn it! I want to do girly things like kick to someone's hair and get phone calls expressing romantic sentiment!
I call you all the time!
Renee, my mom's asleep. Come over. You call that romantic? When was the last time you pulled out my chair or told me I was beautiful?
And this guy does all this in the span of a day.
This guy already introduced me to his mother.
Really?
Look, he was up and at work by 9 o'clock this morning. Unlike my ex-boyfriend, who would sleep until 1 because all he did was play Sega and watch videos all night long. Which, by the way, has enormous effect on your libido.
Oh, now you attack my libido?
There's no libido to attack.
No libido to attack?
You sure you saw her get on, right?
Maybe she was getting off.
That was romantic, right?
passionate, yeah.
No, Brody, that was too little too late.
Too little? You said it was a good size.
The effort, you retard. The effort was too little too late. But now that you mention it, when a girl says it's a good size, it's a nice way of saying that it's small.
Hey!
I am going to kill that son of a bitch.
No, forget about him. He just wanted to give me something they forgot to give me a long time ago. He's harmless now, okay?
Fine, I owe you back this door. Let's go.
Right there in the elevator?
I don't know what came over me. She challenged my libido. I felt obligated to defend myself against her accusations.
Oh, it's not like you still wanted her or anything.
Not in the least. I'm over her.
Holy shit. You really love that girl.
Yeah, right.
No, I never noticed it before, but she really fuels your engine. You got this new, like, glow about you.
I have a glow.
No, you do. You're glowing.
Look, if I have any kind of glow, it's because I just got laid. I'd look the same if I banged anyone in that elevator, present company excluded.
Look, deny it all you want. I think you're too proud to admit that you want her back.
I suddenly want something very bad to happen to you.
What's your problem? I don't understand.
Ow!
Oh, Gwen, I'm sorry.
Ow,
I didn't even know.
Fuck it! Good.
See? That's what you get for fucking with me. Hey, Gwen, he didn't really mean to hit you.
He's got a funny way of showing it by elbowing me in my freaking foot. Why the hell are you glowing?
I'm not glowing. Brandy, don't.
Oh, just stop saying that.
I know, I heard.
You heard how?
She told me. I ran into her a few minutes ago.
Really, where?
By the stage.
Do you want me to rub it?
Oh, work with me, people. Would you please?
No. I don't want this. I want it more for the front.
The rookie's popping out. If I put the podium there, it'll stay down.
Mister, spinning the podium.
Give me that!
Give me the podium! You put the podium down over here. Like this. And you stamp the carpet down with your feet. You speak English? Like this.
Get off! I'm
backing you up.
Get off!
Here, let me help
you. Move!
All right,
where's Brent?
Go on me.
Oh, where's Brent?
You're fired. You get the hell out of here. Get off my set.
Where is she?
You are out of her life. Now you stay out of her business and mine. Understand me? Hey, come on, people. Are we working here or what? Get the backdrop ready. Those lights ready to go? Would you? Excuse me. You go on the other side. You put the podium all over the bad spot in the carpet, okay? The whole place. Go. Now, go.
So you made her dump me, and now you're going to auction her off in an effort to better further your own career?
Hey, not that it's any of your concern, but Brandy agreed to be on tour. And after shit you pulled last night, I think she's even looking forward to it. It'll give her a chance to find herself a decent guy. Somebody with a brain.
So you admit it, you are behind our breakup.
Admit it? Hell, I'm as proud of it as I am this game show here. P.S. Listen to me. It's over between you two. The sooner you get that, the better off we're all going to be. Understand me? You don't. Guard, come here. Get this guy off my set. If he gives you any shit, you have my permission to castrate him.
You can't do this.
I just did. Get me LaForce.
Right away, sir.
Well, go on!
How about these?
Very sexy.
That's kind of convincing.
I'm preoccupied.
Yes, she told you. She's just doing it as a favor to her father.
Regardless.
It's not like she'll fuck the guy on public access.
She might as well.
You're overreacting again. You know, that's why your relationships fail. Certainly why ours did. You got bent out of shape the same way over that costume party when we were in high school.
You fucked Rick Darris on a pool table. With everyone watching, no less.
It was a costume party, T.S. No one could tell it was me. Besides, who else but you remembers shit like that?
I would have been a sexy chick.
Brody, do you remember that costume party?
Might that have been the one where you banged Rick Darris on the pool table?
Nobody remembers shit like that.
How is it that you recall the most trivial event?
I'll never forget it. How many chances do you get to see Smokey fuck the bandit?
Didn't I look just like Burt Reynolds?
Except for the mustache. You know they have a whole room you're supposed to do that in?
Yeah, well, some pervert wanted to see me naked so badly today he busted in on me twice while I was trying on stuff. This saves him the effort.
Oh. Hey, how much longer are we going to be in this chick store anyway? I'm starting to get a mean heart on.
So, Brody, tell me about the Renee breakup.
Oh, I threw her away like a parking ticket.
Don't front, Brody. I talked to Renee's cousin this morning. It was vice versa.
They certainly aren't acting broken up. Go ahead, ask them about the elevator.
Tell me about the elevator.
It goes up and down.
Renee seems so coarse anyway. What was it like to date her?
Ever slept with somebody?
Yeah.
No, I mean really slept with somebody beside them, not just fucked them on a gaming table.
We slept together one time, remember, in high school, that ski trip?
That was you? Yes, Brody, I have slept beside many people.
All right. You know how when someone lays at their back to you and you lay behind them really close and you throw one arm over them?
It's called spooning.
Yeah, but you gotta put the other arm somewhere. You can either lay on or just shove it in between your bodies. The only other option is to stretch it above your head. But sometimes my arm pops out of socket when I'm sleeping like that. So I was constantly searching for some place to keep my arm while still laying close to her.
And?
What do you mean, and? That's like a metaphor for our whole relationship. I'm all out. I'll meet you at the food court.
I know exactly how he feels. Excuse me.
Fill this with Coke, no ice. Want a sip of my soda?
Smart ass ex-boyfriend. I got two things to tell you. One, I don't like you. I see you every week in this mall. I don't like shitless layabouts. One of these loser fucking mall rat kids. You don't come down here to work or shop. You hang out all day. Act like you fucking live here.
Well, I have no respect for people with no shopping agenda.
Is this what's known as motivated salesmanship?
Renee told me to leave you alone, but she's fucking clueless.
Hey, see, Bruce, I like to pick up girls on the rebound from a disappointing relationship. They're more vulnerable, they're much more in need of solace, and they're fairly open to suggestion. And I use that to fuck them someplace fairly uncomfortable.
What, like the back of a Volkswagen?
No, like someplace girls dread.
We ever get along?
Once or twice.
How come we went out as long as we did?
You had cable. So you gonna stay for the show?
Absolutely not. As soon as he gets back here, I'm gone.
P.S. Clint, where's your sense of chivalry? Oh my God, is that Brody?
You're fucking kidding. Easter Bunny did this?
All I said was Easter Bunny at the Menlo Park Mall was more convincing. He just jumped the railing and knocked me down.
He's fucking dead.
Well, let it go. He's under a lot of pressure.
What the hell happened to him? The guy in Easter Bunny suit kicked his ass.
I had it coming.
Fuck all that shit. Come on, Silent Bob.
What really happened?
The proprietor of Fashionable Mail beat a rain check into my stomach.
Shannon Hamilton?
You know that guy?
Yeah, I went out with him after we dated. He tried to screw me some more very uncomfortable ones.
What, like the back of a Volkswagen?
Sounds like his M.O.
Can you get up?
Am I still glowing?
Barely breathing. So was Renee involved in any of this?
No, this was an independent act of aggression. He told me that his intentions were to penetrate my ex-girlfriend in the most notorious of body cavities.
Sounds just like him.
Well, you better tell Renee.
I'll let him do whatever the hell he wants. If she's not smart enough to see him for what he is, then she deserves the discomfort. I, on the other hand, have had just about all the discomfort I can stand for a day.
Oh, shit, I'm late. I gotta go.
You're just gonna leave with him in this condition?
I got a script. You gonna be okay, Brody?
Couple pins in the hip, I'll be good as new.
That's my boy. Bye, guys. Be good.
Women always leaving you when you've just had the crap kicked out of you.
You look like you're gonna live with me here. You stay here. I gotta hit the bathroom.
Please, don't say hit.
All right, honey. Don't forget to look for your Easter eggs on Sunday.
Bye-bye, Easter Bunny.
All right, who's next? It's hot in this goddamn suit. Hey, guys, get away in line like everybody else. What the hell is this?
This is for Brody.
What?
Come on. He's here.
What?
Him and Brody. That's what they're sleeping. Oh, you know, he seems really broken up over this whole thing.
Maybe because we're broken up for good this time.
You know, I remember when I dumped T.S., I was all right with it until he started dating you.
A little jealousy residue?
I thought so at first. Then I realized it was more than that. When I saw how he was with you and how well you two complimented each other, it finally hit me that T.S. is a great catch.
Gwen, you were always cheating on him.
Capricious you? Doesn't mean I wasn't regretful about it.
Jesus, Gwen, the last thing I need at this point is a lecture on my love life.
All I'm saying is that the really good guys are few and far between. In fact, I haven't met one since T.S. And even if I did meet one, I guarantee I'd use him as the basis for my comparison.
But you can have him if you want him.
Believe me, I might consider trying. If he weren't so hung up on you. Well, I gotta get home. Have a great show.
Chocolate-covered pretzel. This is Roddy, Mr. Svenning's assistant.
Mr. Svenning, I'd like to have a word with you.
Where? These are melting.
Copy that. By the stage.
Tell him I'll be there in a minute. What do you think?
I don't trust it.
Well, maybe he's calmed down a little bit, you know? We'll talk about it reasonably.
Reasonably, schmeasonably. You should go over there and give him shit.
Kidding, I'm trying to marry his daughter.
All right, so you can't scream at him, but after all he's done to you, you should still kind of stick it to him.
How do you propose I do that?
You stink palm him.
Stink palm?
You take your hand and you stick it in your ass, like this. You've been walking all day and you're also nervous, so no doubt you'll be sweaty as hell.
You should see yourself right now, a grown man with his hand down his pants.
Yeah, I probably look like my old man. There, now you shake hands with the guy. Hey, Mr. Svenning, how have you been?
What's the point?
You know how long it takes for that smell to come off? Scrub all you like. It'll stick around for at least 2 days. How does he explain it to his colleagues and family? They'll think he doesn't know how to wipe his ass properly.
Meanwhile, you yourself are left with a hand that smells like shit.
Small price to pay for the smiting. One's enemies.
I think I'll pass. Look, do me a favor. Stay here while I go talk to him.
I assure you tonight's program will go off without a hitch.
Well, I hope so, Jared, for your sake. You picked a dangerous mall to host a game show in. I hear the Easter Bunny was accosted this morning.
No. You know, if there's anything even remotely resembling the kind of trouble you had at the governor's ball, you're going to be hosting the lotto drawing on public access the rest of your career.
Gentlemen, please, trust me. I have just taken the necessary precautions to ensure everything will go smoothly. Hmm? Ah! Whoa! Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Sound test. Sound test. I tell you what. Why don't I meet you back here around showtime? Showtime?
Somebody said you wanted to see me?
Quint. I accept the fact that you no doubt fucked my daughter. The two of you have been dating long enough for you to have slimed your way into her panties, and I'm sure you did just that at least once or twice in my own house. Probably while I was at home. Brandy has a bright future. She is an extremely intelligent and capable girl, and I'm sure that one day she will be even more successful than me. Maybe. But you, on the other hand, have absolutely no ambition. And no chance of making it in the real world. My daughter is too good for you. You will never
ever be with her. Hmm?
So, if there isn't anything else... Hey, fellas! Well, 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 if it isn't my neighbor.
Mr. Svenning, how have you... Damn, would you feel that iron grip handshake? Like Burt Reynolds and shit.
So, what's going on here?
Oh, well, T.S. and I were just discussing a few of his lesser points.
Of which he does have many.
Mm.
Hey, look at that ring. What is that?
That is my junior college class ring, Cum Laude 69.
I also hope to cum laude one day, preferably in a 69. Say, would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel? They're a little melty, but damn, are they exquisite. And if I remember correctly, you're a big pretzel fan.
dark chocolate.
Yeah?
No, no, no.
Oh, come on.
No, no, no,
awesome.
Please. No, no.
Here you go.
thank you.
Mmm.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, good, good.
Very nice. And, you know, being a man who believes in one good turn deserves another. Hmm? I have something to offer to both of you.
Really? What's that?
Oh,
well. These are called handcuffs.
Once I realized that both of you were in the mall together, I decided to set up this little ambush to remove you and your sidekick here from the premises permanently.
Hey, why am I his sidekick, all right? How do you know he's not my sidekick?
You're nothing but a lot of talking of fads.
Hurry! You can't set him off! Please! Hurry!
Somebody call your name?
Look, I have to go to the bathroom. Wait here, okay?
Hey, anything for you, babe. It's your day.
I'll tell you what you need is a fatty boom batty blunt. And then I guarantee you see a sailboat, an ocean, and maybe even some of them big titted mermaids doing some of that lesbian shit. Look at me, you sloppy bitch! Dude, you're a mad chick magnet.
Yes. Brody, security guards. Under arrest, they need help. Go! Wow. Sailboat.
Brenda?
Dick.
This is illegal! You can't arrest us for nothing.
All right. I believe when Mr. LaForce here turns us over to the police, the bag of contraband that he's found on our persons will give them more than enough reason to keep us locked up. At least for the duration of this evening's show. Isn't that right, Mr. LaForce?
Come, son of Jarrell! Kneel before Son! Snoochie boochies!
Vulcan nerve pinch?
Well, that was close.
What about that stink palm back there? He even licked his hand.
Yeah, we gotta disappear, man. They're gonna be looking for us.
Oh, thank you, man. We owe you one.
You wanna hide? I know just the place.
Whatever, let's just go!
Don't I even get to wash my hand first?
Brody!
What the shit are we gonna do?
Yeah.
Come on, we're fucked! They're right behind us! Come on! Yeah, badass, yeah!
Where do you get those wonderful toys?
this is where we're hiding out?
Hey, man, this is the dirt. Cops never come in here.
Neither does any self-respecting consumer. I never could figure out what you saw in this place.
Goodbyes, great people, earthy aromas. Hey, Walt!
Rudy!
They know me here.
Wouldn't be too proud of that.
Listen to the sound of defeat in your voice.
Might have something to do with the fact that I've been defeated.
Man, you're giving up, you? You used to be a stand-up kind of guy. What happened to that guy? The guy who punched Amanda Gross's mother after she called him low class.
That wasn't me, that was you.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't her mother, it was her grandmother.
No wonder the bitch went down so fast. Hey, you should have boards in them, all right? Bloody savage.
And that is one of your more admirably deplorable traits. You, unlike me, would beat up somebody's grandmother or an entire senior citizen's community, for that matter, if you believed in the principle.
Yeah, but only if they're really old.
Maybe I was deluded. Maybe you were right this morning when you said that if something stupid like that could trip up Brandy's feelings for me, that she's not into it in the first place.
You're gonna listen to me? To something I said? Jesus, man, haven't I made it abundantly clear during the tenure of our friendship that I don't know shit? I mean, half the time I'm just talking out of my ass. Or sticking my hand in it.
Sometimes, yes, but on occasion you've been known to let a nugget of truth slip out. I think this morning might have been one of those occasions.
You know what you need? Some sage-like advice.
You've given me enough for one day, thanks.
Not from me, from Ivana.
Who's Ivana? I can't even find the words.
Is that ingenuity or what?
What does palm reading have to do with being topless?
Oh, man, it makes the news easier to take. She could tell me I was going to die in 10 minutes, so long as she told me topless.
Your maleness amazes me sometimes.
What can I say? I love tits.
And what kind of people patronize this service?
People like us.
Wait a minute, you're not suggesting that
Don't be such a damn fundamentalist.
I've already reached my lowest today. This is where I draw the line.
You know, you used to like tits, too.
Hey, I love tits as much as the next guy, but why would I want to pay some old hag good money for some supernatural chicanery coupled with sagged and wrinkled weathered boobs?
Man, this place is something out of Octopussy.
You've come for a glimpse at your future?
Amongst other things.
Talents like those I possess are not to be taken lightly. If you have heart conditions, suffer from nervous nausea, or have a family history of stress-induced breakdown, Empire Entertainment recommend you do not partake in the fortune-telling activities contained within. You guys still in?
We're both healthy and strapping young men.
You give me $58. 60 cents.
What, do you expect me to pay for this?
I'm broke. I'll pay you back.
Oh, my God. I knew. Oh, I can't believe you. I didn't even want to do this.
You'll thank me later.
Thank you. All right, gentlemen. Free your mind.
I'd like to free something.
Focus.
That's what I was thinking.
She said focus.
Whatever.
I sense a grave disturbance between you both. A difficulty in effecting a resolution for a problem. Something hard.
I'm convinced she's got the gift.
Try to contain yourself. But look, miss, I appreciate the effort, and I'm sure you're very good at, well, whatever it is you do. But look, my shallow friend here isn't exactly interested in his future, if you know what I mean, so you can cut the theatrics.
What a relief. You know, I do so much better when I don't have to say things in character.
You don't have to say anything at all.
You paid. I should tell you something. But in order to do that, I have to work completely unfettered. Oh, yes. Oh, I can definitely sense the problem here. Girl trouble. Apparently, you're both on the outs with your respective studies.
Well, that's amazing.
That's disgusting!
Oh, you both feel the pangs. Ow. Of loss. But only one of you makes a vocal. The other one suffers silently.
God, you're right.
We gotta go.
How can this be resolved?
I would say Yes, combine your efforts. That's what I see.
Let me tell you what I see.
That's great.
Look, I don't buy her power. All right, when's my birthday?
Between the first and last of October.
Did you hear that?
Very haunting. Let's go.
Miss Ivana, why are you stuck here in this dirt mall? I mean, how come you're not in some larger upscale commercial setting? You could be raking in the dough with your kind of accuracy.
Well, believe it or not, some people still frown on topless fortune telling. And unfortunately, it's the only way that I'm effective.
Really?
Well, it's the third nipple that does it.
Oh, you have a third nipple?
What are you talking about? It's as clear as day. Look at it, for God's sake.
You can stare at it. I don't mind.
No.
Understanding is reached only after confrontation.
Of course. Miss Ivana, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how informative you've been. Thank you very much. And don't ever lose that nipple.
I won't.
Do you have...
any other extra body parts? No.
Just curious.
You could double check me, if you like.
Really?
Really.
Come on!
Works every time.
Whoa. You're gonna what?
I'm gonna get on our father's game show.
Are you kidding me? Last time we were here, Spinning had dope planted on us. What do you think he's gonna do this time?
He can't touch us once the thing starts. It's a live feed. He can't risk losing face in front of the network execs.
I'm telling you, man, it can't happen.
I'm gonna make it happen. Understanding is reached only after confrontation. That's what Miss Ivana said, right? So Brandy will respond to confrontation.
Hey, aren't you the guy that broke up with Brandy Spinning?
What the hell's your problem anyway? You're supposed to be the impetuous one here, not me. Why are you fighting me on this?
I'm being rational.
Oh, you're being scared. You're scared that you might want to follow my lead and win Renee back.
Renee who?
Whatever. Look, just do me a favor. Meet me by the stage once the show starts. I'm gonna need your help.
Hey, where are you going?
Shopping.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
Dude, this looks like your mom.
Look, I've been looking all over for you two.
We're hiding.
In a bookstore?
Last place they went to take a look for me and this tubby bitch.
Look, I need your help.
Yeah, what?
You two up for getting stoned?
Look who you're asking.
You, looking at that couple inside?
Actually, I was just looking at this, little pink number over here.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. They look happy, don't they?
What, the bras?
No, the couple. They look happy.
I guess, as far as couples go.
You know, it reminds me of an issue of Spider-Man I did when Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy went lingerie shopping. Of course, the Green Goblin showed up. And he pumpkin-bombed the hell out of the place. But aside from that, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, my God. Holy shit! Aren't you...
oh, Stanley. Hi.
What's up, boys? You guys on this show?
That's the rumor.
Man, between hoping to win, the crowd out there, and being on TV, I'd be scared as hell if I used to.
Yeah?
Sure, man. What if you fuck up? Your friends or family watching? I'd be pissed scared I'd get a boner or a fucking fart or something.
He's got a point, man. This is live. Anything could happen.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're making me nervous.
There's only one thing that could take off that edge. Make you feel relaxed as hell. Make you forget how many people are staring at you here and on TV.
And what's that?
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
The Fantastic Four, Reed Richards. Can his whole body stretch? I mean, every part, you know, like his...
Hey, I know what you mean. We never really tackled stuff like that in the old days. I mean, what with the comic book code and all.
I can't believe I'm standing here talking to you. You're responsible for the greats. Let's do the list. Spider-Man.
Guilty.
The Incredible Hulk.
Afraid so.
Oh, man, this is so cool. The X-Men.
Now that you mention it...
Shit, man, you are a god.
Hey, look at that couple. Boy, they sure seem to be in love, huh?
You know, what's with that? That's the second time you've commented on couples in love.
Well, I like that sort of thing. Tell me, do you have a girlfriend, Brody?
Had one. We just broke up. The Thing. Is this dork made of orange rock like the rest of his body?
It's a superhero secret. Tell me, Brody, why did you and your girlfriend break up?
She was a pain in the ass. She wanted me to be this typical boyfriend guy. Said I was too into my own world, comics and all.
Yeah, I can relate. There was a time when it was all about comics for me, you know? I had a girl probably the same as yours. She always complained that I spent too much time with my own comics. And, eventually we broke up.
See, what did she know? Here you are now, a legend in the field. Probably had a slew of women since her, am I right?
Oh, lots of women. Jagger and me, we had a running contest to see who had the most. Matter of fact, last time I looked, I was way ahead.
Damn, that's hot!
But I never forgot that girl.
Well, did you ever get back together with her?
One day I found out she got married. I had blown it. I had, missed my window.
No way. Well, what'd you do?
I went on with my life. I created some special new superheroes. They were characters that reflected my own heartbreak and my own regrets.
How so?
Dr. Doom wears body armor to conceal his own mangled form, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was me beneath the armor. The Hulk. A normal guy one minute, a rage of emotions the next. Just like me when I thought about what I'd given up.
So you created each character as a way to deal with your one big regret.
Yeah, the girl that got away. Look, do yourself a favor, Brody. Don't wait. Because all the money, all the women, even all the comic books in the world, they can't substitute for that one person.
I don't know, all the comics in the world?
Trust me, true believer. Well, good talking to you.
Keep up all the good work.
You keep reading them. I'll keep writing them.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah?
She really meant that much to you?
Brody, I'd give it all up. All of it. For just one more day with her. Take care.
Stan.
Hi. Hey, you know, I think he bought it.
Yeah? What kind of story did you give him?
Oh, it was the Vulture soliloquy, you know, from the Spider-Man anniversary issue, Love Be a Vulture Tonight.
Yeah, well, I can't thank you enough, Mr.
Oh, forget it. But, you know, I think you ought to get him some help. He seems to be really hung up on superhero sex organs. But he'll outgrow it. Okay.
I think I felt it move. Kidding.
It's just the two I'm looking for. I need your help.
What?
Let me borrow that tape of Shannon Hamilton.
Why?
It's important. The future of my relationship depends on it.
It's at my house.
Take T.S.'s car, the yellow station wagon parked in 2D.
I don't even have a license.
Just go! You still got that stage schematic? I need you to wire something together for me.
Oh, Jesus. What's with him?
Well, I don't know. I'm suddenly not feeling too well. Yeah, but everything is fine. We're about to start. Oh, you are in for something really special tonight, gentlemen. I have wind up. Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I've lined up some really bright kids here, and this promises to be a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to love it.
Look, shouldn't you be in bed or something?
No, I wouldn't miss this in a world. Go in. Make sure everybody's ready to start, huh?
How much did you smoke?
All it took was a fat chronic blunt. These guys were lightweights.
How much do I owe you?
My treat. As long as you promise, next time you pop your old lady, you make her call you Jay. Snoochie boochies.
Let's hope there is a next time.
All right, I'm ready. You're never going to believe who I just met. What the hell happened to these two?
Power of the dark side.
Wait a minute. There's only two. There's supposed to be three. What happened to the third guy?
I never saw a third guy.
Hey, who's this asshole?
What the hell happened to those guys?
They got lightheaded.
You got that right.
Oh, so what? They're gonna cancel the show?
What do you care?
I'm supposed to be on it. I'm Gil Hicks, suitor number three.
We're gonna take their place. I'm T.S. Quinn. This is Brody Bruce.
Hey, didn't Svenny have you arrested?
Look, dude, don't give him any shit, all right?
Something's going on here. Where's Mr. Svenning?
Mr. Svenning has come down with a sudden case of diphtheria. What happened to those two?
Homeboy's got a case of the mad munchies.
Hey, Roddy, isn't this the guy Svenning had arrested?
Yes, it is. All right, Quint. I don't know how you got back in here, but I'm alerting Mr. Svenning, and we'll postpone the start until we figure this all out. You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it. Security!
Hey, Roddy.
What?
Jesus Christ, you knocked him out.
Now hit him!
Somebody call security. What happened to those two?
Oh, they got stoned and knocked this guy out. I think he needs medical attention.
That's not what... How?
Yeah, could you have this guy removed? You know, this show's about to start.
Whatever.
Look, dude, no more shit, all right? Just go out there and woo like you're supposed to and nobody gets hurt. When Trisha shows up here with the videotape, you get it to Silent Bob, understand?
I'm on it. Wait a sec, where is that tubby bitch?
One match made here ignites the fires of romance. Hi, I'm Bob Summers, your host, and tonight we'll watch as one of our three lucky suitors woos our beautiful, eligible suitorette. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for romance in the making as we introduce the suitor. Suitor goes to Marymount College, where he majors in economics. Say hi to Doug Paging.
Do it, Doug!
Our second suitor hails from Canisius College in Buffalo, where he majors in communications. Say hi to Rob Feacher. Final suitor goes to Rutgers, where he majors in the fine arts and Greek mythology. A nice welcome for Gil Hicks.
Pay attention, Dick.
May the best man win. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce our lovely suitorette from Monmouth State, where she majors in astronomy and earth sciences. A big welcome for the lovely Brandy Svenning. Everybody knows how the game is played. Our lovely suitorette will ask a series of questions of our suitors and make her decision based on their answers. Anything goes. Brandy, are you ready?
Absolutely, Bob.
Then you may fire when ready.
Okay. Suitor number one. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be?
The kind you never dump your boyfriend in?
Okay. Suitor number two.
Can't you call me the second suitor? I mean, suitor number two sounds like a bathroom code, you know?
Okay. Second suitor. If we were making whoopee...
What's whoopee?
If we were being intimate...
What, like fucking?
Yeah. Yeah, if we were, you know, well, what kind of noises would you make?
No, I think that's kind of personal. I don't think I should answer that.
Okay. Suitor number three. What would our first date be like?
Well, first, I'd take you shopping to the stores you'd want to shop in. And then we'd do a little lunch, probably at the Cheese House, followed by some golfing. And then at night, we'd take in an opera, probably Deflator Mouse. And then I'd follow it all up with a drive to a secluded beach where I'd pop on the radio and then we could slow dance till the sun came up.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. I mean, look at you. You're the kind of guy that would beg for sex. And I should know. We can smell our own.
Suitor number one. If we fell in love, how would you propose to me?
When Jaws popped out of the water?
Excuse me?
I propose to you right now. I propose that you stop letting your father run your life and you be true to yourself and not give up on somebody you know has value.
Yeah, and take off your socks when you make whoopee or whatever the hell that word is. He hates it when you leave him on.
What?
Hypothetically speaking.
Suitor number one, you sound familiar.
Like your conscience, maybe?
Look, lady, you don't know him, all right? Now make with the questions.
Suitor number three. Is your kiss like a soft breeze, a firm handshake, or a jackhammer?
What's the funny guy doing with his hands?
I don't want to know. What the fuck is going on up there?
Definitely a jackhammer. I'm in there with some pressure, and when I'm done, you're not the same as before. You're changed.
Where do you come up with this shit? That is the cheesiest response to an honest question I've ever heard. I saw you kiss, and it wasn't anything like that.
Suitor number two, you have to wait until you're at rest before you respond.
Richard Dawson, just go back to your podium until it's time to play the feud, all right?
Who the hell did you see me kiss?
Some dude backstage. I don't know who he was, but he seemed unimpressed.
I didn't kiss any guy backstage, I swear. I'm not gay.
Hey, Suterette, this guy's a homophobe. You heard how repulsed he sounded. Is this the kind of guy you want to spend a vacation with, this hate monger?
I don't hate gay people.
So you love them?
Yes! I mean, no.
Textbook closet case, self-loather. Can't be comfortable with his own sexuality.
Freddy told me to give this to you.
Are you washing this shit, man? It's fucked up.
I don't think I want to be here when that tape does what I think it's going to do.
Miss Suterette, how about you answer a question for me?
I don't think that that's...
How strong are your convictions?
What are you talking about?
Well, how easily do you quit? I mean, say you wind up with one of us.
Hopefully not Rush Limbaugh over here.
Oh, now, I'm not like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, why not? Because he's fat? Now you got something against fat people, too?
Snoochie Boochies! Are you ready?
If I have a conviction, I stick to it.
Were you ever in love?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? And what happened to your boyfriend?
Well, we broke up.
Why?
It just didn't work out.
I mean, were you unhappy?
Sometimes.
Why?
T.S.?
Hey, what about the rest of us? Why don't you ask me a question?
Suitor number two.
What about me?
Gil, just shut the fuck up.
Second suitor, would you ever make whoopee in public?
Already did once today. But my cousin Walter jerked off in public once. True story. He was on a plane to New Mexico when all of a sudden the hydraulics went. The plane started spinning around, going out of control, so he decides it's all over and whips it out and starts beating it right there. So all the other passengers take a cue from him and they start whipping it out and beating like mad. So all the passengers are beating off, plummeting to their certain doom, when all of a sudden, the hydraulics kick back in and the plane rights itself. It lands safely, and everyone puts their pieces or whatever, you know, away and deboard. Nobody mentions the phenomenon to anyone else.
Well, did he come or what?
Jesus Christ, man! There's just some things you don't talk about in public.
Second suitor, if you were a comic book character, what character would you be?
Wow, that's a great question. Tough one, though. I mean, what does one gauge his response on? Physical prowess, keen detection skills, the ability to banter well with supervillains.
How's your comic book collection, Brody?
Oh, it's going good, but I've been... Oh, comics? What are you talking about, lady? I don't collect comics. Comics are for kids.
I knew it. Student number one, you just don't know when to quit, do you?
No. No, but you sure do. Well, I thought you were in love.
I was in love. But I thought that I had a partner. Somebody who wouldn't fall to pieces when things didn't go his way.
How so?
My father needed a contestant for his show, T.S. What was I supposed to do?
Maybe show a little backbone?
Show a little backbone? What did you do? When I walked away, did you make any effort to repair that breach? No, you just ran off and cried on the shoulder of Bumble the Boy Wonder over there.
Boy Wonder? I'm all man, lady.
So you're here now and you're ruining my father's new show. You're airing all our personal business on stage. You've gone this far, T.S. Why don't you just tell them the whole story?
There we were, just mere hours away from spending an entire week together. Away from our family, school, and she throws in the towel because her daddy says so.
The girl who was meant to be sitting in this chair died in a pool. And when I tried to explain this to him, he was such an asshole about it that even though it killed me to do it, I broke up with him. You know, I've been crying all day. But what did he do?
Well, he just goes on with his life. I mean, here he is. He's hanging out at a mall.
You put yourself on an auction block, for God's sake, in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, do I get a chance to field any more questions?
No! Look, I think I should say something here. I know both of you pretty well. Suitor number one here has done nothing but pine over you all day, trying to figure out a way to win you back. And when this public opportunity to literally do that arose, he pulled his shit together, risked life and limb, and faced the odds to get up here and give it his best shot. I'm tired of this whole thing. You're both retarded for each other. Now, why don't you forget about the shit that happened and do what you're supposed to? I think the audience would agree with me there. Well, ask her, you silly bastard.
Miss Suterette, suitor number one loves you, has always loved you, and will always love you. He's only got one question that he'd like to ask. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Set or what?
Good to go.
Oh, a sailboat.
I think it's safe to say we've made our match. These two lucky people will soon be winging their way to beautiful sunny Florida for a week of theme parks, beaches, and a lot more from the look of it. Well, I guess that about wraps it up for...
Not just yet, Pat Sajak. All right? You, all right. I believe you have something that belongs to me.
Yeah, what's that?
Not you, asshole. The girl. You have my heart.
What can I say? I love the retard.
Well, wait a minute. I thought tonight we were supposed to play.
Hey, Hamilton. Let's try to wrap this up, all right? I promised her breakfast.
All right. That's it. You're dead, mall rat. I am going to fuck you up beyond repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, this tall drink of water headed my way is a pillar of the shopping community who informed me earlier today of a nefarious plan of his to screw my girlfriend in a very uncomfortable place.
What? Like the back of a Volkswagen?
And as he comes up here to... Well, without further ado, I'd like to present you all with an accurate portrayal of the proprietor of Fashionable Mail. Now, Silent Bob. I said now, Silent Bob.
Well, Lord, where the hell do I get to see the goddamn sailboat?
Now, 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 now.
Who's burying your kid? Call me Joey.
Yes,
don't make me get loose.
I think that's...
Call me Donnie. Come on.
Girl. Yeah, please don't go.
God damn, this is one wacky game show.
Hey, that girl's only 15.
15? I thought she was 36. Come on, guys. Tell me you wouldn't have bothered her.
Hey, you know where you're going? They screw people in a very uncomfortable place.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
you can't strike a prisoner in police custody.
Oh, come on, just once.
All right, but make it fast.
Would you have gone on vacation with the winner?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I think you would have.
But I would have sent you a postcard.
What the hell is wrong with me?
So the tape was out of reach. How the hell did you get it? The Jedi mind trick. Holy shit, motherfucking Yoda and shit.
Adventure? Excitement? Jedi craves not these things.
See that shit? You call that romance?
I call that illegal. So what?
Well, I was just wondering if maybe you're not busy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Would you like to come over to my house for dinner and meet my mother? I mean, I can't guarantee you she's gonna like you, but...
It was just a worm. Oh, please, come on. The show would always go smoother and be less race baiting.
The show was a piece of shit. Unoriginal, uninspired, you know. The only thing that saved it was this guy here. Hi, I'm Bentley Garrison with the network. Me and Mason here thought you were hysterical.
Hilarious. You got great presence, kid.
Have you ever considered hosting your own talk show?
Yeah?
All that I wanted. When I met you, I was all alone.
of a girl.